From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. The chief executive officer of University of Missouri Healthcare will be leaving his post effective February 24, 2017. Mitch Wasden became the chief operating officer of MU Healthcare in 2012 and then also took over the CEO duties in 2013. Earlier this year, MU hired a new COO, and Wasden continued his work as CEO. According to a press release from the MU Chancellor's Office, Wasden made, quote, tremendous strides in advancing the health of Missourians during his tenure. Interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley also lauded Wasden's leadership as a time of growth and expansion for the MU healthcare system. Wasden begins his new position as Executive Vice President and CEO of Oregon Health and Science, an academic health center in Portland, Oregon, on March 1st. Foley wrote that an interim CEO will be named in the coming months. Six federal inmates serving time in Missouri-related drug cases are getting their sentences shortened by President Barack Obama, and three others got pardons. The commutations were among 153 announced yesterday by the White House, along with 78 pardons. That's the largest number of individual clemencies in a single day by any president. Obama issued pardons to two Missourians in methamphetamine conspiracy cases and one Missourian for a marijuana possession conviction. Commutations went to six Missourians for individuals serving time for cocaine-related offenses. A Missouri appeals court has ordered a new trial for a man sentenced to 3 decades in prison for infecting another man with HIV and endangering four others with the disease while attending college. A Missouri Court of Appeals panel sided today with Michael L. Johnson's claim that the St. Charles County Trial Court abused its discretion by admitting excerpts of recordings of phone calls Johnson made while jailed. Those recordings weren't disclosed to Johnson's attorneys until the morning of the first day of trial. Johnson, a former Lindenwood University student and wrestler, was convicted last year of recklessly infecting another with HIV and lesser counts alleging he exposed or tried to expose others. Prosecutors argued Johnson knew he was HIV positive. An incoming state representative from St. Louis is shaken but unharmed after being the victim of a carjacking and robbery. The crime happened yesterday night in St. Louis. Bruce Franks Jr. says the attackers took his cell phones and a personal handgun. Police say Franks was robbed in the parking lot of a restaurant by two men, including one with a gun. But no arrests have been made. Franks is a Democrat who will take office in January in the Missouri House of Representatives. He won after a do-over election that followed his challenge of the results of the August Democratic primary. 50 people gathered at Columbia City Hall today for a rally hosted by the Missouri Rural Crisis Center. The purpose of the rally was to urge Missourians to tell their Congress members that they support health care. Bram Sable-Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk has more.
Since the Affordable Care Act became law, healthcare advocates in Missouri have focused on expanding Medicaid eligibility. Missouri is just one of 19 states that have not done so. But State Representative Kip Kendrick told the crowd Tuesday that Medicaid expansion is likely off the table following this year's election. Instead, his message was about protecting the gains made under Obamacare.
I'm not telling you anything new. The Affordable Care Act is not perfect. It isn't. Improvements can and should be made, but those solutions don't come from gutting and repealing the law.
Repealing and replacing the 2010 health care law will be a top priority for Republicans when the U.S. Congress reconvenes January 3rd, although what that means is not certain. President-elect Donald Trump has said he favors keeping parts of the law, including covering people with pre-existing health conditions and allowing children to stay on their parents' health policies until they're 26. Bram Sable-Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.
And I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.